Mike and John in the morning. We're joined in the studio by Angela Predholm. Angela from the Hamburg area and has recorded a song that's been featured in one of Hallmark's Christmas movies. And Angela, tell us a little about how this all came about for you.
Hi. Well, thanks for having me, first of all. You know, I wish I had a really interesting story about how it came about, but I got a text saying your song has been licensed by this agency that I work with in L.A. They're called Song Trader. And, you know, the song has been in their library for a few years, actually. And then it just, I mean, this was like a week before the movie. I mean, it was really recent.
Really? So this all happened pretty fast.
Oh, yeah.
And the song is Christmas Time With You.
Mm-hmm.
So you recorded this just as part of an EP or just putting together some songs?
Well, I'm a singer-songwriter, and I have been, I have a bunch of songs by now. I've been doing this for over 10 years, and I just love to create original music, and I've been producing at least one Christmas song just about every year for a while, and then I decided to finally put them out as an EP. And this song was actually released last year on all the digital services like Spotify, iTunes, and all that stuff.
Okay.
Before that, it wasn't even there, but you know what? When this Hallmark movie happened, I thought, I'm sure glad it's out there. Because
yeah.
It almost wasn't.
They kind of found the song and came to you?
Yeah.
That's how this all came together?
Yeah, well, the song was in a licensing library. Yeah,
okay.
So they have, you know, it's like, you know, you see a library with books, well,
right.
They have music. So, you know, they just go and they find what works, and it's all tagged with keywords and stuff like that. And, you know, the song really is a good fit for a Hallmark movie, you know?
And it's featured in the movie Christmas on Honeysuckle Lane, and it's right at the beginning of the movie. Alicia Witt is one of the stars of the movie, and she's driving into town. Which most of these movies start with.
I knew you saw the movie.
Somebody driving into town.
I knew you were sitting there watching.
And she's got the songs on the radio, and she's listening to it. And,
yeah.
And so that's how it gets introduced in the movie.
Yeah, and what's so cool, a funny thing is, in the past, some of my music, they have licensed for TV, and it can be in the background, like
yeah.
In the middle of something, you know, buried for 11 seconds. So I knew it was going to be in the movie, but I didn't know it was going to open the movie in a way that you could actually hear it. So when I saw that, my friend texted me, you know, like, it's right at the beginning. And yeah, it was
so you didn't
great.
See this beforehand.
No,
they didn't
no,
say, "Oh,
no.
This is how it's going to work." Or they just said, "Hey, we want to use this," and you do your agreements kind of thing, and just
yeah.
Let it happen as it happens.
Yeah, I wasn't even watching it; I was DVRing it so I could fast forward the commercials, and I missed it right at the beginning. But yeah, it was great. It was
so
exciting.
How many times have you watched Christmas on Honeysuckle Lane now?
Well, those could be two different questions. How many times have I watched the beginning?
The beginning?
Or how many times have I watched the movie?
Have you seen it all the way through?
I have.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right,
we had a little watch party that night.
Yeah. How cool.
Yeah. I've seen the beginning a lot.
We should point out it is on tonight at 7 o'clock. On the Hallmark Channel.
Okay, cool. Yeah, they play these over and over.
Yeah,
right.
they do. But you know, if you want to DVR it for tonight, you know, you can check it out. And would you like to? We have background music for you. The instrumental part of it. You want to try performing on us on the
yeah,
air with us this
yeah,
morning?
Yeah,
you good.
Good?
You want to give it a go?
Yeah.
All right, let's get the
singing's
the
easy
going.
Part. I'm not playing all the other stuff like I did on the recording.
All right, well, here we go. Angela.
Look out your window, baby, where the snow is falling down. There's a thick white blanket covering all of this town. Everyone is inside. They're getting ready to eat by the table. I keep one empty seat. For you're not here, what can I do? It's another Christmas time without you. I wanna hold you so close and never ever let go. We'll go walking and play around in the snow. Mm-hmm.
watch the sun go down, and then the moon appear. We'll eat mince pies and drink red wine and beer. Then we'll cuddle closer, just like we love to do. Oh, baby, I want to spend Christmas time with you. Christmas time with you. I want Christmas time with you. I ask Father Christmas now for just one little thing. It's something only angels can bring. To see you walk on in here now through that creaky old door, I couldn't want for anything more. Would stop me feeling sad, hurting and blue. Oh, baby, I want to spend Christmas time with you. Christmas time with you. I want Christmas time with you. My Christmas should be with you.
Well done. Angela Predholm from Hamburg Township here in the WHMI studios. Christmas time with you. Now, you co-wrote that with Paul Robert Thomas. And what was the inspiration for this?
Paul is actually a guy that I've never met face-to-face. He's in the U.K. That's where you get the mince pies. Mince pies. So I actually had to, Google that and find out what that was all about. Yeah. But, it's a U.K. thing. And their fruit, I guess.
Yeah.
So this was inspired by... He wrote the lyrics, and I did all the music. So he wrote these lyrics about someone missing a fallen military, their spouse or significant other that didn't come home from the military, and that's what inspired this. So, and I thought that it was a good Christmas song because a lot of people, Christmas is a tough time of year. Some people are missing someone, and
some are with us anymore, and some are away serving the country and things like that. So, very, very, very well done song.
And the song, good songs, even if the writer has a specific intention when they write it, anyone that listens to it can have their own, they kind of plug in their own memory, their own, thought or feeling into that. And I think you can do that with this song. So it has that sort of that applicability.
Yeah. Yeah, it's, you can generalize it toward your own situation, make it personal,
Yeah. So, this is not your first, you also had some songs on other TV shows like Dance Moms and Switched at Birth.
Yeah, Switched at Birth was the one where it was buried like 45 minutes in, but Dance Moms was a great feature.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, I was actually on two different ones where little girls danced to my song. So it was out there right in front, and it was great.
Well, we appreciate you stopping in this morning, and congratulations. Job well done, and continued success to you. We should point out that Angela's next performance will be at Ann Arbor's Crazy Wisdom Tea Room. That's in February of 2019. So if you want to see Angela live, you can do that.
I say something else?
Sure.
Actually, my next performance is tonight.
Tonight? I don't have that information here. It's just booked.
It just came up. Right. It's Williamston. There's a ladies' night out shopping event. And I'm going to be performing 7 to 8 at the Studio Shop in downtown Williamston for their shopping event tonight.
All right.
Even closer.
So folks can DVR Christmas on Honeysuckle Lane, which is on tonight at 7 on the Hallmark Channel.
The choices.
And then go out to Williamson and see you live.
There you go.
Then they come home and watch it.
There you go.
Good idea.
Well, congratulations, and thanks so much for coming in this morning. We appreciate it.
Oh, thanks a lot. Thanks for having me. I love WHMI.